Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Paris speaking out against forced organ harvesting in China. Shenyang Symphony Orchestra begins North America tour at Carnegie Hall. Taiwan, new Taipei City Council passes resolution supporting prosecution of former Chinese leader. South America FA conference held in Sao Paulo. Founder of Falun Dafa sends greetings. A look at Falun Dafa around the world. And Sydney, Australia, Falun Dafa band, a highlight at Granny Smith Festival. Now for the stories. Paris, speaking out against forced organ harvesting in China. The United Nations General Assembly adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights at the Palais des Chaillots near the Eiffel Tower on December 10, 1948. Almost 70 years later, Falun Gong practitioners in China are still being mistreated for their belief in the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Practitioners in France went to Human Rights Square on October 9, 2016, to raise awareness of these atrocities still taking place in China. Jean, a retired teacher, signed a petition, along with his wife and their friends, to support Falun Gong practitioners. He said, "I'm a teacher, so I know it is important for us to join together and respect humanity." Yvette, another passerby, called harvesting organs from living Falun Gong practitioners in China disgusting. She said, "Under no circumstances should the Chinese communist regime suppress people who peacefully practice their beliefs." She continued, "I know many bad things have happened in China during the past several decades. Apparently, forced organ harvesting is another crime committed by the Chinese communist regime." Jerome works in research and development at a pharmaceutical company. He said human rights violations in China is rarely reported in major news media, saying, "If someone only follows news from major television or radio stations, they might hardly know what is really going on in China." Reacting to forced organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China, he said, "More people need to know this." Marie, a visitor from Canada, was very interested in the Falun Gong meditation exercises. This was the first time she had heard about the suppression of Falun Gong in China, but she fully supports practitioners' efforts. She said, "You have to tell others what you have experienced through events like this."
Shenyang Symphony Orchestra begins North America tour at Carnegie Hall. The Shenyang Symphony Orchestra returned to North America after its first Asia tour, presenting two concerts with all new original pieces at New York's Carnegie Hall on October 15, 2016. The new program features Western classics as well as original works from the 2016 tour of the Shenyang Performing Arts. Its unique blend of Chinese traditional instruments and a Western orchestra provides special expressiveness and grandeur, which was especially recognized by attendees with music backgrounds. "This is the kind of music the world needs," said Valerie Whitcup, former Florida Philharmonic harpist. "It's a blend of beautiful music that gives you goosebumps," she said of Shenyang's seamless combination of two musical traditions. Regarding the piece performed by the Erhu Trio, she said, "It sounds like voices from heaven." "Absolutely fabulous," said interior designer Jeffrey Bradfield. "The whole performance was just extraordinary. I'm very happy to be here." "The whole program was so diverse, and I really loved that," he added. "I thought the soprano was absolutely magical. Her voice was just out of this world." "I thought this performance was very strong," said Jansen Martz, a composer, performer, and producer. "I liked the blend of East and West." "Everybody was so proud of this orchestra," he said. "This was very admirable, very well done." "I'm just trying to hold all my feelings together," said Nihan, the program manager for Nature's Bounty. "I just can't take my eyes off of them. I'm just trying to catch every single one of them," she said, of the whole orchestra. Her husband, Alvaro, was impressed by violinist Fiona Zheng's performance. He said she was very emotional. "You can tell she's really connected with the music." The Shenyun Symphony Orchestra will continue their North America tour with October concerts in Boston, Massachusetts, Toronto, Canada, and Washington, D.C.
Taiwan. New Taipei City Council passes resolution supporting prosecution of former Chinese leader. The New Taipei City Council has unanimously passed a resolution supporting lawsuits against Jiang Zemin and calling for an immediate end to the persecution of Falun Gong. On October 20, 2016, New Taipei became the 13th city in Taiwan to pass a resolution supporting the movement by hundreds of thousands of victims and supporters to prosecute former Chinese Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin for launching the persecution of Falun Gong. Sponsor, resolution represents 4 million citizens. Councilmember Cheng Chin-Long, who sponsored the resolution, said, "The CCP's 17-year-long persecution of Falun Gong and live organ harvesting cannot be tolerated. Democratic governments, including New Taipei, Taichung, and other cities, respect basic human rights. It is a universal value of Taiwan." He said that despite China's rapid development, the country is way behind when it comes to human rights and freedom. He stressed, "Freedom and human rights are universal values. The passage of the resolution represents the voice of 4 million New Taipei citizens. This calls on the Chinese government to respect human rights, especially for Falun Gong practitioners." Falun Gong practitioners are the largest group of prisoners of conscience in China and the main target of state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. Council member Xu Chao-Sing said in an interview, "We stand in support of Falun Gong practitioners against the unfair treatment. I hope they keep up their fight for freedom, as it is the right thing to do." Council member Lin Chiu-Hui said in an interview, "Forced live organ harvesting is inhuman and against the basic rights of life. Freedom of belief is a part of life. Damaging it would bring condemnation around the world." Another council member said, "I call on the Chinese government to review Jiang's crimes. Jiang must be held responsible for his crimes. Rights must be returned to Falun Gong practitioners and their name cleared." Background: Falun Gong teaches people to follow truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, leading to improved health and moral standards. More than 100 million people have taken up the practice since it was introduced to the public in 1992 in Changchun, China. Out of jealousy of Falun Gong's vast popularity and fear of losing control, Jiang initiated the persecution of Falun Gong on July 20, 1999. The persecution has led to the deaths of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners over the past 17 years. Many more have been tortured for their belief and even killed for their organs in the state-sanctioned harvesting of organs from living practitioners for profit. Jiang is directly responsible for the inception and continuation of this brutal persecution. Now that Chinese law allows citizens to be plaintiffs in criminal cases, over 200,000 practitioners have filed criminal complaints against the former dictator. People from other countries, including politicians, are speaking out in support of the movement to file these lawsuits. More than 1.8 million people in the Asia-Pacific region have signed petitions to support Jiang's crimes and to support the lawsuits.
South America FA Conference held in Sao Paulo, founder of Falun Dafa sends greetings. Falun Dafa practitioners from across South America gathered in Sao Paulo, Brazil, on October 9th for the South America FA Conference. Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, sent greetings to South American practitioners, encouraging them to be diligent in their cultivation and wishing the conference a great success. Conference attendees hailed from Brazil, Argentina, and Chile. As there are no large concentrations of Dafa practitioners in South America, this meeting was a wonderful opportunity to meet and share experiences in practicing Falun Dafa. 9 practitioners gave speeches at the conference. 22-year-old Pedro studies the teachings of Falun Dafa and reads articles published on the Mingwei website every morning with other practitioners in different areas using online communication tools. He said that sharing like this on the internet has helped him a lot. Salong talked about her experience of translating Mingwei articles into her local language She said, "It helps me to improve in cultivation, and this has also made my family life more harmonious. As I have improved, my husband, who used to be against me cultivating, saw my changes, and he changed his attitude. My 12-year-old daughter started practicing Falun Dafa with me recently." Translating Mingwei articles has also helped Matthias. Not only has he become more energetic and mature, but he has also learned the details of the 17-year-long persecution of Falun Gong in China. "This helps me talk to my local government officials about the persecution," Mathis said. He combines what he reads on Mingwei with the knowledge he has learned from studying political science in college when he talks to lawmakers about the persecution. The day before the conference, practitioners held a series of activities in Sao Paulo, talking to the public about Falun Dafa and exposing the persecution in China. Many people learned the exercises during the activities, and large numbers signed the petition to support Falun Dafa's peaceful resistance against the persecution.
A look at Falun Dafa around the world. For more than a decade, practitioners of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, around the world have participated in all kinds of community events to raise awareness of and call for help in ending the persecution of the meditation practice in China. Their supporters have also actively spoken out for them in the media. This news brief covers news from Europe and events held around the world in the last few weeks. European media covers state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China. More media outlets are paying attention to the killing of prisoners of conscience for their organs in China. Two leading investigators accepted interviews during their visit to Europe in late September. Canadian human rights lawyer David Mattis and former Canadian diplomat and parliament member David Kilgore highlighted their new report, Bloody Harvest, The Slaughter, An Update, a collaborative project they completed with investigative journalist Ethan Gutman. At a seminar held in Stockholm, Sweden, Kilgore and Mattis told 30 physicians and nurses in the field of organ transplantation that most of the 60,000 transplants performed in China each year used organs from prisoners of conscience, mostly Falun Gong practitioners. Both investigators, as well as their host, Swedish Member of Parliament Niklas Malmberg, hope that Sweden will pass laws to ban transplant tourism to China, as the Spanish and Israeli governments have done. Mattis and his collaborators are not alone. More non-governmental organizations, such as Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, as well as individuals, have been working to investigate and raise awareness of the issue. Collecting signatures at community events. Falun Gong practitioners all over the world often participate in local community events. In addition to introducing the ancient Chinese cultivation practice to the public, one of their major goals is to raise public awareness of the brutal persecution still taking place in China and collecting signatures calling to end the persecution. Events were recently held in Sydney, Australia, Trnava, Slovakia, Dallas, Texas, Gwangju, South Korea, and Nagoya, Japan.
Sydney, Australia. Falun Dafa Band, a highlight at Granny Smith Festival. Falun Dafa practitioners participated on the 31st annual Granny Smith Festival in Sydney's suburb of Ryde on October 15, 2016. Drawing more than 90,000 spectators, it is the largest annual event of its type. Practitioners have participated in this festival since 2000. The Tiang Guo Marching Band, waist drum team, and afloat with practitioners demonstrating the exercises were once again a highlight of the program. Jane Stott, deputy mayor of Ryde, said, "This band is unique. From their uniforms to their music, everything is excellent." On the city's webpage, a picture of the band's performance was used to publicize the event. Melody, who has been attending the parade for 10 years, said of the Tiang Guo Band, "The colors are great and the music is wonderful. This is the best thing I have ever seen." John Alexander, member of the Australian Parliament, agreed. He has received requests from practitioners urging the Australian government to take action to stop the ongoing suppression of Falun Gong in China. He said it is a severe human rights violation, and what the Australian government has done so far is not enough. Lisa Clark from the Australian Broadcasting Corporation International wrote an article on this event, which included photos of the Tiango Marching Band, Waist Drum Team, and the float. The report was carried by several other news media outlets, including Republika, a national daily newspaper in Indonesia.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.